In addition, we need to make sure that our clients are assessed for some basic skills in terms of things like reading and writing. We often assume that our clients can read and write in English, and many clients come in and they're good at disguising that they don't know how to read. So we need to make sure that we are paying attention and finding out, can they read and write? What kinds of skills do they have in following verbal instructions? So if I tell you, you know, you need to go down the street and go to Vaughn's and make a right, are they able to do that? What kinds of skills do they have in following written instructions? So if I write down directions, are they able to follow it? Are they able to use transportation? Are they able to find their way to appointments using MTA, the bus service? Are they able to transfer between bus services? Are they able to drive? Are they able to drive on the freeway? And what are their communication skills like? Are they able to communicate face-to-face with somebody? Or do they become impatient or easily angered? Or what are their telephone skills? A lot of times now when you call to make an appointment for something, you don't get a person. You, in fact, get a recorded message that asks you to pick from 1 to 5 on all these options. And for many of our consumers, that can be a really overwhelming process. So what are their skills like? Do they need our assistance when they're making telephone appointments? We need to assess how good they are in that as well.